so nice out.
We're at Elizabeth Bradfield's writing studio, a small wooden house in the back of her garden. Elizabeth has been writing poetry since she was 19, but she hates the way poems are usually presented, trapped inside books, because there, most people will never find them.
You know, how do you find them? How do you allow an opportunity for someone to encounter something they might not know they would like? So that's part of the reason I wanted poems to escape books.
She would rather have them out in the world, talking to people.
Poems are powerful, you know? They speak to our emotions. They allow us to be vulnerable and deeply thoughtful. And I think there's a hunger for that kind of slower experience.
That's why Elizabeth started Broadsided Press. That's a press on the internet that shares poems each month. Anyone from all over the world can download them and post them in public. In fact, Elizabeth calls them broadsides, a centuries-old name for public notes.
But what I really wanted was for the broadsides themselves to become physical and to get out into the world. And I thought, well, why not harness the grassroots energy of the internet? Yeah, and it's been going ever since. That was 2005 when it started.
Since then, over 100 different poems have been broadsided. Not any of Elizabeth's own. That would be self-promotion, she says. But she features work from all sorts of poets, like Hafiz, a legendary writer from 14th century Persia. Roger Sederet, an Iranian-American poet, did the English translation.
Ghazal number 17 by the great Hafiz. My heart's devoured by the beloved's fire. A guest in my home, she herself housed fire. A poem that just randomly appears in the world someplace and somebody has to confront that poem. It's so in the spirit of that tradition with Hafiz.
And in the tradition of broadsided too. The poems have been posted in gyms, parks, car dealerships, even in public bathrooms.
Okay, I'm about to post a broadside.
That's Laurie Zimmerman, a graduate student at UMass Boston. She's holding a poem in her hands. It's written in black letters, surrounded by orange flames.
This is Ghazal 17 by Hafiz, and the key repeated word in the poem is fire.
My soul consumed fire.
And I thought I would post this near the space heater.
Laurie says she put the poem on the wall because it spoke to her need to be creative. That's what drives Elizabeth Bradfield too. In 2000, she had a residency at the Vermont Studio Center. She loved the artistic energy there.
You know, you could walk through the visual artist studios and you could kind of see this messy process, and they had all these things to work with. And then I would go back to my little writing studio and, you know, there's the paper and there's the computer. And I was so enamored with the visual, messy, creative process.
Poetry is different, she says. We're taught since childhood that poetry is something difficult, archaic, even snobby.
Only if you're really, really smart can you figure out the secret code of the poem, you know? And so I think that puts a lot of people off. Why can't it just be something appreciated and enjoyed?
Elizabeth says she wants the broadsides to invite people in. That mainly happens in the US, where most of the poems are put up.
But we do have some people in South America, in Southeast Asia, someone in Afghanistan, someone in Svalbard. Yeah, so all over. I don't know, I'd like it to be everywhere. I'd like it to be ubiquitous, of course.
The same day I met Elizabeth, I came upon something in Provincetown, a piece of driftwood outside a gallery. There was a broadside attached to it with a poem.
It's called Confession Concerning the Ocean.
It was a poem I think I would have never come across otherwise.
For me, she sings with the maw, not the mouth. And in that body, as blue as a siren, I see only a concrete piano, a rope without knots.
From Truro, this is Jenny Gustafsson for WCAI's Creative Life.